Okay, let's dive in. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're looking at something a bit different for us. The source material isn't, the usual academic papers. It's actually a curated stack focusing on a very specific service, think local marketing, but really packed with interesting language.
That's right. Yeah, it's quite specific. Our sources are excerpts from something titled Brampton, Indian Astrology and Jyotish Services. And just to be clear, our goal here isn't to evaluate the service itself. It's purely analytical. We want to look closely at the language they use, the promises they're making, and what areas they focus on, really to give you, the listener, a good handle on the framework they're presenting.
Exactly. And it gets really interesting right off the bat with the language. They lead with these three core terms that are kind of foundational to the whole pitch: horoscope, kundli, and Jyotish. This is where it moves beyond generic stuff.
Yes, absolutely. It immediately sets up a very specific methodology, doesn't it? The entire service structure seems to hang on these three concepts.
Okay, so let's start with the main promise. What are they actually offering? It says here, precise forecasts and transformative insights.
Right, and that pairing is key. Precise forecasts, okay, that's about knowing the future. But transformative insights, that sounds much more active, like what you need to do.
So it's not just information, it's empowerment.
Kind of, yeah. It taps into that desire for actionable advice, not just passive predictions. They're selling precision and change.
And where does that precision come from? They mentioned specific tools. They titled the service using Jyotish
Yeah.
and explicitly link it to Indian astrology.
Yes, and that connection, Indian astrology and Jyotish, is, well, it's very deliberate, especially in a place like Brampton.
Because of the demographics there.
Exactly. With a large South Asian population using that specific terminology, Jyotish signals authenticity, tradition. It suggests a deeper, maybe more complex system than standard Western astrology. It's leveraging heritage to build credibility. It's smart marketing, really.
Okay, but let's quickly define these terms, because someone listening might hear horoscope, kundli, Jyotish, and think they're all the same thing. How do they differ based on this material?
Good point. It's essential to break that down. So think of Jyotish as the overarching system, the whole body of knowledge, the Indian system of calculating time and light. That's the expertise they claim.
Okay, the big umbrella.
Right. Then within Jyotish, a key tool they use is the kundli.
And the kundli is.
Basically, your detailed birth chart, a map of the sky, the planets, the houses at your exact moment of birth. According to Vedic tradition, it's the technical blueprint.
Blueprint the astrologer reads.
Precisely. And then the horoscope in this specific context seems to be the output, the actual reading or interpretation derived from analyzing that kundli.
Ah, okay. So Jyotish is the system, kundli is the map, horoscope is the reading based on the map. That seems to be the logical flow they're presenting, yes. It connects the promise of precision to a specific traditional methodology, right? It justifies the expert claim. Okay, so how does this service described as the best Indian astrologer in Brampton actually use these tools? What problems are they solving?
Well, looking at the source material, they list very specific life areas. It's quite focused. They mention providing advice for marriage, family, career, and love.
Okay, so the big pillars. Relationships, work, family life pretty much covers the main sources of, well, stress for most people.
Exactly. It's not random. These are the high stakes areas, right, where people make major decisions and often feel stuck or confused. So when the material talks about the ultimate goal being to help you find peace and clarity.
Targeting these core areas makes perfect sense. They're aiming right at the heart of where people feel that lack of peace.
Precisely. They're essentially offering a way through common significant life challenges.
And what about the person providing this guidance? The source calls them a reputable spiritual leader. That sounds like more than just an astrologer.
It really does. That wording is significant, I think. Why not just expert astrologer?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, an astrologer might just give you the forecast, the interpretation of the kundli, but a spiritual leader, that implies something more. Guidance, maybe wisdom, mentorship.
Like counseling almost, beyond just predicting events.
Perhaps it aligns really well with that promise of transformative insights. It suggests the advice might go beyond just planetary positions, maybe into ethical choices or coping strategies.
So it elevates the service. It's not just data, it's holistic guidance.
Yes, exactly. It positions the service as high-level mentorship, aiming for that overall sense of peace. It builds trust differently than just claiming technical skill.
Okay, so we've got the system, Jyotish, the focus, life's big challenges, and the provider's identity, spiritual leader. Let's nail down the practical details from the source, geography.
Brampton, it's emphasized this isn't some anonymous global platform.
It's very much about being the local expert for that community.
And the website they give, thebestastrology.k, hammers that home, the best, right here in Brampton.
It connects the local presence with that claim of top expertise and that spiritual leader identity. So if you piece it all together from the source, Indian astrological methods, Jyotish, Kundalini readings, offered by someone presented as a reputable spiritual leader aiming to solve problems in marriage, family, career, and love.
That's a very clear picture of the whole proposition. And finally, the source gives the practical next steps, the contact info, always important. It lists a phone number, +1-647-614-7099, and an email address, too, for consultations, shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com.
That's shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com.
Right. And they don't just leave it there. There's a real sense of urgency in the call to action. It says, use our professional astrologer services in Brampton right now.
Mm.
Immediate action. Not think about it, but do it now.
Okay, so that really covers the specifics from the material you brought us.
Yes. The structure of the offering is remarkably consistent. Every piece seems designed to fit together the terms, the location, the identity, the promise. Okay, great. So for you listening, that should give you a really clear understanding of what this specific provider in Brampton is offering. The terms they use, horoscope, Kundalini, Jyotish, how they frame the service, and that core promise of peace through a spiritual leader.
You know, we talked about the promise of precise forecasts.
Yeah.
But thinking about it, what really stands out is the emphasis on transformative insights and finding peace now.
Hmm. The immediacy again.
Right. It suggests the value isn't just in knowing what might happen later, but in getting actionable guidance to change things or find peace today. That shift from just prediction to active present-day help, that feels like the most provocative part of their whole approach.
That's a great point. It's about solving current problems, not just fortune-telling. Well, thank you for bringing these sources in and letting us do this deep dive. It's always fascinating to unpack how these local services present themselves, the strategies involved.